Today's reading comes from a chapter that I highly recommend you spend some time reading and studying. I'm going to read just a couple of verses from it. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. The Bible says, "In Him," that's Jesus, "in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Of course, this comes from that magnificent chapter that opens the Gospel of John, and I'm guessing we could probably spend an entire year just on those first few verses, because this is really one of the richest mines of spiritual information found anywhere in the Bible. But with the little bit of time that we have today, I want you to consider just one thing. John says that when Jesus came into this world, when God took on human form and walked among us, the world didn't recognize Him for who He was, and they rejected Him. In the language of this passage, the light was shining in the dark, but those of us living in the dark just didn't get it. God was right there in front of us, and we couldn't see Him. Now, here's what I want you to think about, because even though Jesus is no longer walking around on the surface of the planet the way He was 2,000 years ago, lots of people still have trouble recognizing Jesus. And the root of the problem really hasn't changed. The Bible says that human beings were living in spiritual darkness and couldn't see the light. And the natural reaction most people have when they read this passage is to say, "Hey, the problem is that these people don't have enough light in their lives. If they were holier, if they were purer, they would have recognized Jesus for sure." Well, no doubt about it. Our sinful rebellion has seriously hampered our ability to think clearly. And maybe that's one of the reasons the Bible often compares our situation to being drunk. Our reaction time is slower, and our ability to accurately assess a situation is seriously impaired. We're so used to darkness that we don't recognize the light when we see it. But you know, there's another side to this coin, and it's important. Another important reason we struggle to recognize light is simply because we don't know darkness. We haven't come to grips with just how sinful our hearts and minds really are. And because we don't grasp the seriousness of the situation, we don't have a grip on just how important the light really is. Think of it like a man who discovers a termite on the front porch of his house. And he's not very worried because it's just one termite, and he squashes it with his foot. When a flyer comes in the mail for an exterminator, he ignores it. He throws it in the trash because he's already killed the one and only bug. What he doesn't see, however, are the thousands of insects buried deep in the wall, slowly but surely destroying the structural integrity of his house. If he knew how bad the situation really was, he would have called the phone number on that piece of advertising. And that's one of the reasons we fail to see the light sometimes, because we don't have an accurate assessment of just how bad our situation really is. We think our sins are just bad habits or occasional slip-ups, and we fail to notice that the whole structure of our souls is rotten. Sometimes it's not the people whose behavior is the worst who have trouble accepting the gospel. Actually, it's the people who have a very high opinion of their own spirituality who struggle the most. Now, take a look at the crowds in Jesus' day. Tax collectors, thieves, and prostitutes, they got it. They were able to see the light. But the self-righteous were the ones who nailed Jesus to a cross. Now, of course, I'm not suggesting that people should behave poorly to become more spiritual. Not at all. As you get to know Jesus, you just can't help it. Your behavior is going to improve. But the moment you think you've got your act together, that you've accomplished something on your own, you run the risk of blinding yourself to the light. Which is why humble repentance and hanging on to God every day is just a better way to live.